cyber attacks against the federal government is up almost 800% since 2006. And the Government Accountability Office says that trend is accelerating. Kevin D'Souza is Associate Dean for Research at the College of Public Programs and a professor for the School of Public Affairs at Arizona State University. He says the vast majority of public agencies don't have a clear cybersecurity plan. Kevin, it's terrific to have you on the program. Thanks for joining me today. You and your colleague Kina Fedorchak writing for the Brookings.edu blog, and we have a link to it at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And your blog post, Kevin, says you undertook a content analysis to assess the scope of cybersecurity-related IT initiatives. We've scoured over 1,000 pages of federal agency strategic plans to determine which agencies invest most heavily in IT and cybersecurity. Other than the fact that I'm sure your eyes glazed over a couple hundred pages into that, what did you learn from the 1,000 pages that you and your colleague reviewed? Thanks for joining me today, Kevin.
Excellent. And so it is a pleasure to be on. Basically, what we learned was besides a handful of agencies that include the Department of Defense, the Department of Commerce, the Department of Energy, and obviously the Department of Homeland Security, most of the other agencies had no or limited mention of any activities, initiatives, or plans to deal with this major threat that now confronts almost all government agencies. And so that was pretty much our most striking revelation, that in these IT strategic plans, which are in fact supposed to lay out the strategic intentions and priorities of the IT departments of these large agencies, in almost half of them, we found that there was absolutely no mention of the recognition or the realization of this threat and the need to invest resources to combat the outcomes of the threat.
Any sense from the research you were able to do about why that is, or is it just a finding that we need to understand and work from?
I think our assessment was that agencies who were not dealing with critical infrastructure issues, examples being Department of Interior or even the Department of Housing and Urban Development, where they are not confronting infrastructure or national security issues on a regular basis, the notion of investing resources to combat a threat that is basically a low probability though high impact was not in their strategic thinking, and they were better off trying to invest their resources to other programs and services rather than in a threat that has a low probability in their estimate.
You write, federal agencies rarely discuss cybersecurity efforts in detail. Most agencies have only brief mentions of ongoing efforts. The Department of Defense is the notable exception. What did you find was so, I guess, refreshing is a good word to use. What did you find so positive about how the Department of Defense describes their efforts, Kevin?
So the Department of Defense has a long history of dealing with threats to its IT infrastructure, and so they have had a long tradition of not only being able to react to attacks or potential attempts to disrupt their networks. However, they also have a proactive approach to go after these perpetrators. In addition, the Department of Defense has an entire team dedicated to combating this threat. They also have implemented very traditional, however uncommon in the federal agencies, they have implemented things like having redundant information systems. They have implemented things like having high levels of encryption and authentication protocols. They also have real-time monitoring of their entire IT infrastructure, where they are both on the offensive and the defensive in terms of combating these threats. And so the Department of Defense, due to their history and their nature of operations, the cyber world is one other realm in which they operate, and so it's not an afterthought.
Kevin, we only have about 30 seconds left, but what are some attributes of a successful cybersecurity plan that you and your colleague would have liked to have seen in these federal plans?
Okay, so I will just give you the most important. So
terrific.
In agencies like Department of Commerce and Energy, where we also rated them pretty high, they had programs in place that leverage the collaboration potential with the private sector. In addition, they were part of collaborative efforts with other agencies. So rather than trying to deal with this threat on their own, they embedded themselves in large networks of collaboration to actually leverage resources even beyond their own agencies.